The purpose of this series of podcasts, What is a Felony DUI in Arizona?, is to discuss the facts, legal issues, and sentences imposed in Arizona felony DUI cases so people can have an understanding of how individuals can be found guilty of felony DUI and what sentences can be imposed. The cases discussed in this series are primarily based on memorandum decisions issued by the Arizona Court of Appeals. Memorandum decisions are only binding on that individual case and are not legal precedent for other cases. However, their discussion of the facts, legal issues presented, and sentences imposed are a good guide for what it takes to be found guilty of a felony DUI in Arizona and what the sentences imposed could be. Please keep in mind, almost all of these cases arose from the defendant's appeal after a felony DUI trial. Sentences for felony DUIs, which are resolved by plea agreement, are often less than those imposed after a jury trial. Case number 3, State versus Pelayo. Pelayo was issued on March 10, 2015. The facts in the case are, a civilian witness observed a white Dodge traveling eastbound, then run a red light and hit a truck. The witness saw the defendant get out of the driver's seat of the white Dodge. A police officer arrived on the scene shortly thereafter, and the defendant was identified as the driver of the white Dodge. The officer observed the defendant swaying, had the odor of alcohol on him, and that his eyes were bloodshot and watery, and he had slurred speech. The defendant said he did not know what had happened, and that he was not driving, and that the car belonged to a friend. The defendant then handed the officer his Arizona identification card, from which the officer learned the defendant's driving privilege had been revoked. The defendant refused to perform any field sobriety test. His blood was later drawn and tested at a level of 0.296%. The defendant was charged with aggravated DUI based on the fact that his privilege to drive had been revoked. At the jury trial, an MVD custodian of records testified that the defendant had been sent through the mail numerous notices that his privilege to drive had been suspended or revoked. The defendant was found guilty, and thereafter the jury determined that the defendant had 3 prior historical prior felony DUI convictions. There were no legal issues discussed in the decision. The sentence imposed was 10 years in the state prison. The memorandum decision is attached to the transcript of this recording.